Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 141, Love That Obeys. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. John 14, verse 15. Let that land, not as a demand, as an invitation. Jesus is not standing over you with a list of conditions. He is opening something up, saying, if you love me, it will show up somewhere. Love never stays only on the inside. It always finds its way out. And notice where he starts. Not with the rules, with the relationship. If you love me, love comes first, always. Obedience is not the price you pay to earn Jesus' love. It is the fruit that grows once you already know you have it. And that difference changes everything. Because when you obey out of fear, that is slavery. But when you obey out of love, that is freedom. That is a child who wants to bring joy to their father, not a servant afraid of punishment. He also never said, obey me so that I will love you. Those words never left his lips. Love is the root, deep, steady, already planted before you did anything right. Obedience is the fruit that rises from that root. And you cannot manufacture fruit. Fruit grows. So if obedience feels hard right now, maybe the question isn't, why can't I get this right? Maybe the more honest question is, where has my love for him gone? Because love needs a direction. Feeling without direction is just emotion. You can feel deeply moved by Jesus in a moment of worship on Sunday and walk into Monday without forgiving anyone, without giving anything, without reconciling what is broken. Love for Christ takes concrete shape. It keeps what he said. Not all at once, not with perfection, but with direction. One yes at a time. Every small daily yes is forming a faithful heart. It is not the size of the gesture. It is the consistency of the surrender. And hear this. The world cannot see your heart. You know how much you love Jesus. I believe you. But your neighbor doesn't know. Your child doesn't know. The person beside you at work doesn't know. What they see are your hands. Obedience is love stepping out of hiding, taking shape in the real world, in how you speak, in how you forgive, in how you open your hand. Love that stays locked in your chest is not a witness to anything. So today, my friend, the call is simple and clear. Choose one command of Jesus you have been putting off. Maybe it is forgiving someone, and you know exactly who. Maybe it is giving something you have been holding back. Maybe it is reaching out to reconcile a relationship that has been left broken. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Don't wait until you feel more like it. Take one step, just one, before breakfast. One yes, that is love stepping out of the shadows. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.